Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Steve. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Hopefully it's good. Hopefully you're ready for Friday. I had 7 hours of sleep last night. Boom! Uninterrupted. Boom! I feel like a new man. That's why I'm yelling at 5 a.m. My God! I feel good! Woo! Oh, God, no wonder doctors recommend this. This is amazing!
What time did you go to bed?
I fell asleep yet again. Getting stories for the show today with my phone in my hand at 8:30 a.m.
Without weed?
Yeah, no, I don't smoke weed.
That's impressive.
Because I'm better than other people.
Oh.
Just kidding. Ah, I can't wait for the angry tweets on that one. Relax, stoner, relax. Oh, man. Hey, your parents in town?
They are. What happened to
Sounds
my voice?
Sounds like you're excited about that.
Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, they are. We went to a Cabo Wabo last night for dinner. Had some
is that by
margaritas.
It's in Planet
next
Hollywood.
To Paris.
Isn't it?
Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, by the way, inside the shops in Planet Hollywood, you know, the
mile long, whatever.
Yeah, mile.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't think it's a mile, whatever.
Yeah. tons of 60% off sales. In all
really?
The stores.
Nice.
Billabong is like going out of business. So
I like
everything's 50 or 75% off.
Uh-oh.
Now, do you know?
It was the Aladdin. Now it's Planet Hollywood. What's next?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
You know, I recently learned that those going out of business sales are ran by companies. So if your company's going out of business, you hire another company to run your going out of business sale where it's all fake. So it's probably not 70 to 50 to 70% off.
Oh, yeah.
Items.
It's like, yeah.
And a lot of the items weren't actually sold in the store to begin with.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that nuts?
It's like
they bring items in.
Different number, serial numbers on things. They get cheaper ones to
exactly.
sell. That's like when you go to Black Friday.
Dude.
We have a 4K TV for $300.
Yeah.
Like, look at the serial number. It's like they're worth $250. Like,
it's weird, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird. So I always thought, like, oh, you're getting a good deal.
Right.
Chances are you're not getting a good deal on this 50, 70%.
Don't get
Return
me started
all your Billabong stuff immediately.
I only bought one thing and it was like $35.
I like Billabong.
Don't get me started on the sales of the mattress industry.
All right. Craig knows the ins and outs of your mattress.
So yeah, if you want to save money on some stuff.
Don't shop at going on a business sale.
Okay. But yeah, no, it was cool. And then we've got a million things planned.
Did your parents pay for it?
Time. Yeah, my dad was saying it's a happy birthday.
That's nice.
Well, of course.
Yeah, since...
Parents always pay with
I would always pay for my kids' stuff.
I always offer,
as long as
and the parents
dicks.
Are always like, eh. You know,
yeah, I always offer, too. I was like, no, I got it.
You know what's weird,
I want to feel like an adult.
Now that they live here, usually it's me, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like you pay for everything now?
Normally, not everything, but when now that they live here, if we go out to dinner, normally I'm like, hey, I'll take you guys out to dinner. You know,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
You reach a certain age, you should be taking your folks.
But if they visit, if they move again, uh-uh.
No, they're visiting.
Yeah,
they're paying.
Exactly.
I completely agree with you, 100%. And you know what? If my parents are here for like a week visiting, by like the third or fourth day, I'm like, I got it.
Right,
you
know,
stop paying for everything. You know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember my mom
okay.
grocery shopping for me when I first moved here and everything.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, never mind, do it again.
I want to take them out to dinner. I've been wanting to for a while, but they helped me create my strict budget, right? So that I'm paying off my debt and I'm saving money.
Yeah.
And so like anytime I'm like, all right, I want to take you out to dinner. They're like,
Stick to that budget.
What account are you taking this money out of?
I love it.
Did you save this money and put it aside?
Brilliant.
Because if you're taking out of your savings, we don't want you to take us out to dinner yet. It's sweet, but don't take us out to dinner yet.
Money,
wait until you're, you know, They don't want me wasting any tiny bit of money.
Absolutely.
No, I'd be like, it's time for you to go home now.
Yeah, but she could just keep using that excuse to get free
things.
Yeah. Don't leave. It's not my budget.
Mom, Tesla's not on my budget at all.
Exactly. All right, good. Well, I'm happy your family is here, and hopefully they're sleeping and enjoying their lives. Let's get to the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
A dating app for dog lovers just launched here in Vegas.
Yeah.
So you create a profile for you and your pet or pets. If you and someone else, quote unquote, dig each other, the app then suggests some dog-friendly date ideas for you. The app is called Dig, if you're interested.
All right. I dig you.
I think it's a cute idea.
Bunch of ugly.
Yeah, it is probably.
I think it's a good idea,
bitches.
But I wouldn't want to go on a doggy date for the first date.
I mean, I know I'm fat, but it's going to be a bunch of fat guys with dogs.
And then think so?
Yeah, and then it's going to be like, you know, chicks that live in a shoe or whatever. You know, it's going to be dumb. But it's a cool idea, though, because I think it's, if you love animals, it shows something about you. Like, Sparks hates animals, and it shows something about you.
I do not.
That's like
animals.
A total deal breaker.
Yes, I agree.
That's good. I hate animals.
Yes.
I do. You kind of do. I don't hate animals.
The
really
way you
don't.
Talk about it
is. No. Yeah, let's don't even get us started.
Really harsh.
What are you talking about? I was sad about those gorillas that died.
Not really. You're
I think you were sad about the way they died.
Laughing.
You're kind of laughing.
I'm not laughing about that they died.
You didn't even say R.I.P. to Harambe or anything.
I'm the one who played the song, bro.
I know. It got stuck in my head. You're like, why do you keep saying that? You're like, I hate him.
Sipping on some bones.
I hope he rests in pain. I was like, whoa, dude.
Jeez. You're awful. Rest in pain. God, you're the worst person.
Hey, are you about to play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not want me to?
No, I
then
just
I'm definitely going to play it.
Because I was going to...
Sipping on some bomb, baby. We on our way to heaven. Amen. All up in Harambe. Smoking on some strong. And gorilla zoo. And we thinking about you.
Did you say at the gorilla zoo? We're thinking about you.
Yes. Yeah.
Who let Elon. This guy record?
Elon Musk, man.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry you died.
Oh, man. A new lawsuit says that Juul was advertising on Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and other kids' websites and networks to get kids to start vaping.
These evil sons of bitches.
That's so awesome, dude.
His son.
Like, imagine watching SpongeBob right and then the commercial comes on.
Dude, like the Teletubbies, like, oh, wait, hold on. It's nighttime. Let's turn the sun on. Yeah. He like, pulls a lighter out to turn the sun on.
And the sun is vaping.
Yeah.
Strawberry. Boy, I love these candy flavors.
Enjoy your raspberry atmosphere today, boys.
Wow, it took one out of Philip Morris's. Is it Philip Morris?
The camel?
I don't know.
No, that's Joe Camel, but who is the
Philip
company?
Morris is the big company.
Philip Morris's playbook. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Advertising with cartoons and, you know.
Oh, to get kids to.
Evil companies, man. Evil. Get kids to vape. Kids aren't smoking anymore. What do we do?
Right.
Make it futuristic.
That's scary, too, just because, like, Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon and stuff. Like, yeah, I watched that stuff when I was in high school, but a lot of it is geared towards really young kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're blowing cotton candy.
Yeah.
Well, you can pull out, you know.
Oh, you're saying the kid, you're...
You're saying kill the entire child population.
No, just not have it.
Yeah.
Sipping on some bomb, baby. We on our way to heaven. Amen.
That last little woo.
Is that on you or me?
I don't know. I think it's on the end of this.
I never heard that one.
It's almost like the big wheel on Price is Right slowing down. Oh, that's amazing.
Allegiant Stadium, the first sporting event that could possibly be hosted there is the Barcelona
I like it.
I
good
had to
job.
Say it right.
No, you nailed it.
Real Madrid soccer game.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
God, imagine the women that's going to come into town for that.
Great, be
get
beautiful.
On it. Yeah, I'm in.
Bunch of Spanish ladies flying in. It's nice. Let's just take a second and think about that for a minute.
Moment of silence for that ass.
She got a great ass.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it for the feed. Wow. What a show do we have today? We've got our own R.I.P. Harambe. That's Greg Salerno. Walking over some mousetraps in a segment. That's poorly named Justice for Greg.
Yeah.
We're going to be setting up. We have 56 mousetraps. We're going to be setting up these mousetraps. And then, Greg, you're going to have to choose. Which hallway do you want to go down? Do you want to go down Izzy's hallway or do you want to go down my hallway? Who do you think is going to be the one? Yes, that we've designated to set up the 56 mousetraps. And then you will have to choose. You're not going to be able to see. So regardless, you're going to be terrified and paralyzed with anxiety and fear. And then what's going to happen? You're going to walk down a hallway, my friend. It could be mousetraps. It couldn't be. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to your punishment.
Freedom.
Oh, God. Here we go. All right. Get a hold of us. 876-369. So you can always text in. Yes, send your message. 69187. We've got the Major League Rugby at Sam Boyd Stadium. That's a real thing. You got 4-pack of tickets to Boyd Gaming 300 NASCAR Xfinity Series. That's Saturday's race. That's a real thing.
Is the rugby thing Sunday?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, good.
All right. There you go. And then we got 2 tickets to Absinthe at Caesars to give out as well. That's a good show.
I'm going
to
drive all the way out there Sunday.
All right. We'll see you there, Greg.
It's rugby.
Sipping on some Bombay, we on our way to heaven. Amen.
Has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Sorry, just getting ready here. They call this pioneering research. Dude. And I don't know if I call it pioneering research.
Write that down, Izzy, by the way. There's a small thing in there you'll enjoy. Go ahead.
The poop?
No, you'll see it when you hear it.
I don't know what's happening.
I pick up on little either. Things. Just
check it out. The pioneering research that I'm talking about says that sleeping with more than 10 people can increase your chance of getting cancer. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Wait, what?
Greg, Wilt Chamberlain, very in danger of getting cancer at this point. However, they say because people who have a bunch of sexual partners are also frequent drinkers, smokers, and do more vigorous activity. They don't do as much vigorous activity than other people.
I thought they were talking about HPV.
Because their vigorous activity is sex.
Correct. Yeah, but I guess you know, sex is a workout, but it's not that good of a workout.
Mm. Depends on how vigorous you are.
I always thought that's why guys had abs. Because their job is
that's where I got my abs
to get abs, you know.
Just plowing.
Is that not? Yeah, is that not how you get abs? I thought that was core strength right there.
No.
Oh.
Yep. Guys get abs from humping all their chicks.
My mind is blown right now. Yeah,
that's really where you thought.
I did. Yeah.
So if a guy had a 6-pack, it's not because he was dieting and exercising.
Well,
it's just
because
he's straight stooking ladies all night long.
I just thought that took like incredible butt and ab strength.
I think it's the other way around. The guys that have 6-packs have a lot of sex, so it looks like that's the way I get it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
You know?
All right.
Do you think guys with 6-packs have more sex than guys without 6-packs?
I think they could if they want to. probably with men, but yeah, they, you know.
Because I think...
I know it's guys with six-packs usually are gay, but it's whatever.
I think guys with six-packs spend more time in the gym, diet, and exercise, and according to this research, that's like the opposite. Because if you want to have sex with a bunch of ladies, you got to go out, and you're smoking, and you're drinking, and you're mingling, and you're out there in the bars and the clubs, yeah. And you know what I mean? Because that's where people socialize.
But are they that's how you have sex with women only, or straight and gay?
Didn't say anything.
Because almost every guy I've ever like lifted with that like was really into it wind up being like, hey man, I'm gay. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, at some point. And then like the chubbier guys were like, oh, you know, trying to get chicks, but they were like, you know, trying to work out, but they ate burgers and drank. And
yeah, trying to get chicks.
Yeah.
Drank.
Right. Yeah,
smoked.
That's what I'm saying.
Out there partying it up because they're trying to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. But I know what you mean. When I first read this, I was like, oh, like Michael Douglas. You're getting you're getting throat cancer there.
Right. Yeah, from the HPV. I didn't know that you could do that.
Get throat cancer from HPV?
Yeah.
I'm like really watching what I say here so I don't end up on.
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah. He was the first case I heard of when that happened.
Yeah, same. Scary.
I don't know, man. I think that's been around.
That's the best cancer to get, by the way. I mean...
I know a guy that got syphilis in his throat.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Does that turn into?
I don't know. But
cancer?
She not know, or did she know?
I don't know, man. He just met some girl on one of those sites.
Oh, she knew.
Yeah.
She had to have.
That's disgusting.
If you had a trusting relationship, she probably would have told him.
Oh, this is gross. But he got it in his throat, and then he gave it to another girl in her throat.
No.
I swear. It was like.
Wow.
Syphilis D9. I don't know.
That's awful.
Wow.
My day is ruined.
I didn't know you could get syphilis in your throat.
Me neither. Yeah. Can you get anything?
Yeah.
Anything in your throat?
Not if it's, I don't think you can ingest AIDS, but I think anything else, you know. If it's an STD, yeah, because it's like a, you know, just like a.
It's a sphincter.
You know, yeah. I just learned recently that like, okay, so you know cold sores?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that they're like part of the herpes virus.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody said that's mouth herpes.
Yeah, but
so
it's a different
strain. So if you kiss somebody with a cold sore, then they have mouth herpes. And if you do stuff down below and you have a cold sore, you can give them genital herpes.
No, I don't think so. It's a different simplex. There's herpes simplex 1, which is cold sores.
Yeah, but I think
there's simplex 2, which is like balls.
This is the worst Google I've made at 5:37 a.m.
Which herpes do I have?
Bet.
Oh, God. What do I Google?
Because that was...
Can mouth herpes give you...
That was scary. Genital. The genital ones.
Yeah. How do I know if I gave my mouth to someone's genital herpes? You write that down, too.
This is from whatever. If a person has cold sores on their lips, they can transmit them to their partner's mouth during kissing. They can also transmit them to their partner's genitals during oral sex.
Yeah, but it's not genital. It's not the same simplex. It's a different simplex.
Let me finish reading. However, it is somewhat less likely that a genital HSV, herpes simplex virus 2, infection would be transmitted to the mouth.
Yeah.
So you can give mouth herpes to the genitals, but you can't give genital herpes to the mouth.
I think you can give a cold sore to the genitals, but it's not like full-blown herpes, I believe. It's a different disease. A different whatever they call it. Simplex. I don't know how that works.
Okay, but it's still herpes?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're all herpes.
It's under the same umbrella.
Wow.
It's all herpes. Like chicken pox is herpes.
Yeah, I had shingles.
Shingles.
And that's a herpes.
Herpes, yeah.
It lies dormant.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's not like, you know, the herpes, the usher herpes, or something, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the bad herpes.
This break really went on track.
Usher.
Sorry.
Did you see the girl that Usher gave?
Usher has had a lot of sex with a lot of ladies.
Did you see the...
Does he have herpes?
Yeah.
Did you see the girl that sued him for giving her herpes?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. Let's just say... Let's just say he has...
Oh, I saw
Let's just say he has two diseases. Herpes and alcoholism.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
What's wrong with you, people? You're promoting a mental sickness. People like you should have been aborted years ago. Go die.
Wake up with BS on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Hey guys, it's Bert Kreischer, the machine! and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
Here's why you go see the doctor, okay? You don't jump to your own conclusions, especially when you're jumping off a stool with a noose around your neck, like this guy in India. Apparently, he spent all day watching YouTube videos on the coronavirus, and he starts going, oh, I have the same symptoms. I have the same symptoms. I have the coronavirus. I have to protect my family. Goes outside and hangs himself to protect his family. What are you doing, man? What the hell is going on here?
He restored honor and dignity to his family.
I don't think that is the way to do it. Just go to the doctor's office.
Yeah, couldn't he just like not hang out with them for a little bit?
Yeah.
If that's what he was worried about?
Yep.
Drastic times, drastic measures.
Sometimes. I don't understand why he would do that. It just seems like there's better ways. You could wrap yourself up in plastic. You could put yourself in a bedroom and be like, I think I have coronavirus. Call the doctor. Have him come over here. You can get an ambulance. You can do literally anything else. You could even survive the coronavirus. It's not an automatic death sentence if you get it. And plus, the symptoms are similar to just the flu. So he could have just had the flu.
Mm.
So as a father...
Maybe it was a bad flu.
If you were to have gotten a disease that was spreading rampantly and killing people...
Yeah. I have gotten that. It's called the flu. Yes.
And it could kill your family.
Yeah. The flu.
You wouldn't kill yourself.
No. Why would I kill myself?
You would go home and infect your family and they'd possibly die.
Well, you did that already.
Yeah, I've already done that. That's why my wife is like very ill right now.
And you feel good about that?
No, I don't feel good about that. What kind of Satanist do you think I am? No.
No, you're the one that went home when you had the flu.
Right, so I should just...
get a stool.
Be like, hey, I gotta go get eggs, and then never return home. And that's called being a good father.
Until you're better, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want me to do when I'm sick. You don't want me to come to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yes.
You don't live here.
I wish I did.
Why would you wish you lived here?
I would if it allowed pets in here.
Oh, God. Go home, enjoy your life. And then if you're sick, be miserable by yourself. Like, that's the rules of the society that we live in. And we all got to follow him. I went to the doctor yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go? Did he stick his finger up your butt?
Quote, unquote, he said, take off your shirt. In my brain, I'm like, here it goes. So he goes, take off your shirt. I'm like, all right. And then he goes, puts on the rubber glove.
Wait, put on some porn music.
He goes, take off your shirt.
This is your porn music.
Yeah, genuine pony? Of course it's my porn music.
All right, go ahead.
Never had sex in this
song?
Yeah,
what about the other?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's not porn music.
What's the more jazzy one, Greg?
The funk?
The one we like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I got the Perry White here. Feels
so good. I mean, I love Perry White, but...
right here next to me.
Put the funky one on.
Well, I'll have to wait 6 years for my laptop to work. So.
Okay.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
All right, it'll kick in when
I got one.
The universe decides it should play. So here's what. Oh.
This is Lizzo.
No, sounds like it though. Now I know where she stole it from. Porn.
So he walks in, he shuts the door.
This is like a.
I feel like I'm on acid.
It's like a 60s LA.
Take off your shirt. I was like, all right.
Until you timed it up to the music.
He slowly walks over. Started eyeing me up and down as I'm sitting there shirtless on the table.
Pants still on?
My pants are on.
Socks still on?
Socks and shoes are still on.
That's not a good look.
And then he put on rubber gloves.
Did you guys say that?
Then what happened?
Then... he said, and I quote, you want me to check your scrotal area.
Yeah.
What?
And I said, Doc, why do you think I pay you?
Doc, I forgot to tell you, I already had a checkup last week. I don't even need this.
Then I dropped my pants. And
He was impressed.
What, no, did he just look at it or did he touch it?
No. I know. Oh. Actually, I said, he goes, do you want me to check your scrotal area? And I said, like, do you
with
have
your
to?
Mouth?
Shut up. I literally, no, I go, do you have to? He goes, he's like, I have to ask. I don't have to. And I go, well, I'm good if you're good. He's like, oh, I'm always good not to do that. Like, it's my job to do it, but I don't want to do it. And I was like, right on, Doc.
They never ask the ladies that.
They just automatically do it?
No, they don't do it.
Oh, they don't.
I've never had
they
anyone
check. They don't cup your balls when you go to the doctor?
Why did they check guys
to see if
back
you have
doors?
Testicular? Oh, well, the back door. I don't know. He didn't do that, right?
No.
Oh, scrotal area.
Scrotal. That's yeah. my front. That's my my satchel.
Sparks balls are in his ass.
I got confused.
That's why I went early to the doctor. My testes were all by my ass.
And you wanted to leave them.
It was a big issue, and I was like, oh, man. Doc, you got to fix this. Whatever's going on down there, bro.
I found your problem right here. He's
like, well, first of all, he's like, first of all, I've never seen a man act like a marsupial before.
Yeah.
Holding things in your own little pouch.
I think your balls are finished.
Finally. What a month.
Yeah. You didn't write this whole breakdown.
I know.
So, he said, you want me to check your scrotal area? And I said, no. And we had that exchange, and we both laughed. And then, this is a crazy porn song.
I know.
It's like phasers going. Set you up.
Hell yeah.
Phasers to sexy. He said, I'm perfect. I'm absolutely perfect. My levels are perfect. My blood came back perfect. Everything in there came back
What's
perfect.
What's your cholesterol?
Cholesterol, perfect. Liver, enzymes.
Did it give you a number?
Perfect.
Blood pressure.
I got a copy of it. I asked for it, but it's all. He goes, you are, I mean, he said, you are perfectly healthy. Like the
Isn't
exact...
that such, I love hearing
Then he took my blood pressure, and then it was a little off.
Oh.
He's like, you might have high blood pressure. I'm like, well, I'm not perfectly healthy, am I?
Nope.
And I'm like, are there things that can cause high blood pressure? He's like, I don't know. Does your wife send you out on too many errands? And I was like, can I tell her not to? Doctor's orders? And he goes, absolutely. And I was like, I love this doctor.
So you guys
now it's 119, 119 over 89.
That's not high.
What's it supposed to be?
120 over 80.
Yeah, that's not high. Try one.
He wants to put me on a diet.
I've had like 170 over 120 when I never before.
170 over 120?
Yeah, when you're doing steroids, it's like ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
What in the hell?
What kind of diet does he want to put you on? You're already like on a diet.
I know.
It's called the DASH diet.
What's that?
What it said. I didn't look at the paper.
Stacey DASH?
Play that porn music.
She's hot. She's an idiot, but she's
What would
hot.
That be? Coke hell and yeah. Scientology?
Coke and Scientology. Stacey DASH diet.
Is she a Scientologist?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows? She is hot, though.
Dumb bitch.
God. You know what? She is.
She really is.
Really, yeah.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You would like to have sex with a female.
Yeah.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. The Feed with Izzy.
A guy recently pulled a prank on a subway in Moscow where he collapsed and began convulsing. Then his friends ran over to him screaming coronavirus, causing a panic on the train and causing people to shove each other to get off. The cops determined that this was hooliganism.
Ooh, good
which
word.
Which is a serious offense in Russia.
Yeah.
And they could face up to 5 years in jail or major fines for the prank.
Is there any real laws in Russia? I mean, are there...
Mafia.
This is just whoever decides...
It's the Russian mafia.
Yeah.
It's former FSB, Russian mafia, and then they control the whole country. That's it.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So I'm sure hooliganism is bad when it's not the Russian oligarchs.
Yeah, of course.
Hooligans.
When they're not killing journalists for no reason.
Right. Did you hear about how they kill the journalist in, like, the Netherlands or something? He was clearly murdered,
yeah.
And they left like the Russian, the technique that they used to kill the guy is like typical of Russia, like how they killed the journalist. And the guy was like anti-Putin journalist, and he was in a different country, and they just went in, murdered. It was just happened recently.
Dude, they tried to assassinate
murdered a guy in a hotel room.
That guy and his daughter with that.
Yeah, I know. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know.
Dude, Russia's the worst.
They are.
Russia's the worst. They're the worst. Just go over, just going and just murdering people because you don't like what they're saying. What are you doing?
Suck.
That's a Bond villain. That's a Bond villain.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Awful. So when I hear about hooliganism, I don't blame them. I'm on the hooligan side. Not against the, you know, poor innocent people who are probably in the path of... They do this a lot at like... Do you hear what they do that at like soccer games in Russia? The hooligans, that's what they're... So after like a soccer game in Russia, it's like a gang of these dudes that just want to wreak anarchy and havoc. Will just walk down the street, loot, create violence. They'll just beat up anybody in their path and the whole thing. That's what they're talking about, these hooligans.
That's stupid.
Because it's an actual problem during...
Yeah, like grow up.
Yeah. Well, they're, you know, they're like Nazis and they're drunk and yeah, they're like skinheads. The whole soccer culture... Did you hear about this? I mean, you know anything about it or no?
No.
They're like, you look at soccer, if you look it up, they have like Nazi flags. It's like a way to initiate people into their weird gangs. And they're all doing the same, singing songs and chants at soccer games.
Dude, I don't
and gangs. They'll beat up rival gangs at the soccer stadium.
Well, they do that in a lot of countries, though.
That's what I'm saying, in other countries.
Oh, yeah. What country was that where they were throwing bananas on the field because that one team had like brown people on it?
Yeah. Probably Russia. Yeah, probably Russia.
I think it might actually have been UK or one of those, but I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Lovely.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of racism
it's
in this.
Really, really weird racist and then like
tribal.
Yes. They all have their own gangs and they all hate each other, even though they're all rooting for the same team kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Crazy. The whole soccer culture, there's a subset there that's
makes me really,
really
sad.
Yeah. So that's why when the World Cup happens and there's a ton of police presence because of the hooliganism.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird.
Wow. Airports around the country could be building Nintendo Switch pop-up lounges for people to play while they wait for their flights. Right now, they have them in airports in Washington, D.C., Seattle, Chicago, and Dallas. And they've got Zelda, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Super Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Party, and Tetris.
It'd be cool if it wasn't Nintendo.
I think Nintendo's the perfect console for...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Not a single
Because, like,
game
families
I
can play
it
with the kids.
Well, I'm not saying for personal use. I think PlayStation, in my opinion, is the best. But in terms of an airport... It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You it's can a lot play more user friendly.
Yes. And it's multiplayer.
Yeah.
So you can just sit there and play race Mario Kart with a bunch of people. It's like a good party.
It is
console.
Mass appeal. It's like the Jimmy Fallon consoles.
Yeah. But if you're playing Super Smash Brothers, that's fun. You're playing with a bunch of other people. Mario Kart, you're playing with a bunch of people.
Mm-mm.
I do not like Mario Kart.
I like Super Mario.
I like strategy and stuff.
Yeah. But. Sitting there waiting 20 minutes for a flight. You want to bang out a couple games?
I want to win a 4-3 and a corner blitz. And with the,
So football is the strategy game you're referring
to? Nah, there's other sports games. You know, baseball, whatever.
You like sports games.
I just like That's competition.
Yeah.
And I do understand that there's competition in Mario Kart, but it's like so, like, you know.
What about fighting games? You like fighting games?
Mm.
I like fighting games.
Yeah, they're very basic. Block, and then they're like block, and then it's like three buttons that you do stuff with. And I don't know.
I like them.
You're always
like
staying in the same place.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, Tekken.
It's all right.
All great. I'm in.
I think that would be too brutal for an airport.
Yeah, probably. Fatalities.
That's why Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers?
No,
awesome.
I get it. It seems boring.
All right. Never mind.
Play.
You sit there by yourself and read your phone.
That's probably what I would do anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be at the bar.
Actually, it sounds pretty good, actually. Taking a moment for yourself and relaxing.
Yeah, I like to read. At the airport.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I have my music in, so nobody talks to me. But
you have music and reading?
How are you doing that?
Yeah. What is going on?
I just
on
put
there?
My music on a little bit low, and I just focus on the book.
It's weird.
Is there lyrics in your music?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, you're reading.
Well, I've heard the songs 8 billion times, you
do
know,
you have
so
two
I already
brains?
Know.
Yeah. How does that work?
No.
Is one eye connected to each brain?
You can't just focus on one. You can't like direct your focus to something. You can't do that.
I mean,
I can.
Like
I zone out, but I can't get to the zone out part and focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to hear the words and take in what they're saying if they're saying something else in my ear.
Correct. I just be reading words and but not absorbing.
Right. Yeah. Which is why I do what I read anyway. But
which is how when you have a conversation with Greg.
Yes.
You talk and it's not absorbing.
No, not at all. That's like me reading a book.
He's like thinking about something else while you're talking to him.
I swear I get to the end of one page and I'm like, what the hell did I just read? I have to go back and read the whole thing.
That happens to me. If it's a book I'm not interested in, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
And then I give up on the book because I'm like, this is a waste of my time.
Or I'll see a word, it's like, oh, that reminds me of this one time. And I'm thinking about something totally else for three pages. And I'm like, what the hell did I just read?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Wandering mind.
Mm.
Did you see the video of the Australian kid in a TV interview with his family who ate two flies during the interview? Look it up. Look at the video.
Like a human frog.
Aussie kid eats two flies during live interview. So the family was being interviewed about how the recent rainfall was impacting rural communities. And it was like this family of four. And the kid was sitting there like trying to be poised and still and trying to be all good. You know, he was smiling. And then you see a fly land on his face, on his cheek. And since he can't swat it, right, because it would draw too much attention, he sticks his tongue out and he eats the one.
It is like a fly.
And then a second one comes and lands on his face. And he sticks his tongue out and then he eats that one.
This is the video. Did they say something? Oh, it's on his cheek. He did it! My God, he got two in like a second. This kid. He's Australian. So bro, what are you doing? We got to put this video up on our Instagram. Gross. Here you go. Oh, God. Greg, if you want to watch, here it is. Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's right.
He doesn't even flinch.
He got it.
It was in his teeth at the end, too.
He's smiling.
Oh, gross. Have you guys ever eaten a fly?
I've had bugs fly in my mouth or up my nose before, but if they're in my mouth, I try to spit them out.
There was a guy, I think it was Steve Carell, who drank a fly on TV during an interview.
Are you serious?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Not during an interview.
It like flew into it. Well, first of all, he killed it and it flew into a drink. Oh, you know, it was probably, I think it was the guy next to him's drink. Like a fly was flying around and he killed it and everyone was really impressed on how quickly he could kill this fly. And then it fell in the drink and the guy drinks it and it's in his lip.
No!
It's this massive fly. Yeah, it was on the Graham Norton
show. How did he
show.
Not feel it?
They stopped the interview and they're like, whoa! You know? We'll have to look for that video too. Hold on, I got... Now we're in Australia. Trying to find the koalas having sex. It's been a while since we've played that one. I can't find this stupid thing.
I was trying to get the music set for them.
It's pretty tough. Oh, here it is. Boy, if you didn't know what Australia sounded
happening
like.
Now?
Oh, this is Australia. This is what it sounds like when you go there.
Frogs have sex with koalas in the desert out there.
That's right. Okay, you got to listen up for your chance to score Alter Bridge, not only meet and greet, but your chance to be Mark Tremonti's guitar tech on stage with him. I guess it's during the encore, you're going to be able to bring out a guitar that he plays, which is really cool. That's really fun, too. Plus, you'll be there with soundcheck access, meet and greet with the band, get a photo, and, of course, you'll see the show. Listen up for your opportunity to score that. That's with Alter Bridge, and I believe Dennis Huff has that later on tonight. Listen for it.
BS in the morning at BS in the morning on Instagram, sucker.
almost punishment time for one Greg Salerno. I love it. Cannot wait. Should be fun. If you don't know what's happening, Greg has to walk over mouse traps. Now, we bought 56 mouse traps for Greg to strut over. You're going to be blindfolded, Greg. But here's what's been decided by the fifth man. There's going to be two hallways. Now, in the back here, we have a hallway that splits off into a Y. Pretty actual, if you think of a capital Y, it looks exactly like that.
Right.
On the right side of the Y, we'll have my hallway. On the left side of the Y, we'll have Izzy's hallway. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the twist. One of these hallways will have mouse traps. One of them won't. This is what the fifth man wants. Fine. This is what the fifth man will get. Greg, right now, you'll have to decide whose hallway will have no mouse traps, because obviously that's the one you want to walk down.
Right. Well, I mean,
now you can ask us some questions.
You're both colluding trash, but I guess I'll have to pick the lesser of the trash. I mean, I don't really have a choice.
Are you just going to go with me then?
No.
Right off the bat?
No. You're probably more trash right now. So let's just...
I'd agree with that.
We'll go through this and see.
Okay. We'll do three questions each. How about that?
I have just to ask you the questions?
You ask us any questions you want. All right. To try to find out whose hallway does not have the mouse traps.
All right.
Izzy and I have already predetermined whose hallway is going to have mouse traps and whose won't.
All right. Sparks.
Yes, Greg.
Have you or have you not been to Connecticut?
I have not been to Connecticut.
All right. Let's see. Izzy?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the hallway?
Why are you worried about it, dude? First, you're trying to.
Fine.
You're trying to gear my.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Yes. I'm here.
Sorry, Izzy. We were interrupted.
Rude.
I know.
God.
Dick. Izzy, have you ever seen the movie Homeward Bound?
Does that have dogs in it?
Yes.
I believe I have.
Okay. All right.
I thought you were going to put on your investigative hat
exactly
here.
Exactly what I'm doing.
What are you trying to find out?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Greg is trying to find out which BS show member's hallway does not have the mouse traps.
Yes.
It's either mine or Izzy.
Yes.
You have to guess which hallway has no mouse traps.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
All right, Sparks. What's the last TV show you watched?
That would be Mindhunters. Or Mindhunter.
Yeah,
it's just Mindhunter.
Wow.
Mindhunter on Netflix.
Okay, he doesn't know about the S. Izzy,
this is a colossal waste of time.
What time did you go to bed last night, Izzy?
I believe it was 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Yes, she wouldn't have time to plan. Okay, Sparks.
Last question, Greg Salerno.
For each one?
Yes.
All right. Sparks, when you went to the doctor yesterday, or whenever you went.
It was yesterday.
Okay. When he asked if he could touch your balls.
Yes.
Did you originally smile or talk first?
I think I talked first.
Okay, then smiled.
I did.
Okay.
It's true.
Right, because I mean, it's a funny situation. Okay.
It was funny. Yeah, I was laughing. We were both joking.
Pleasant. Yeah.
All right, Izzy, have you ever set off a mouse trap?
No.
Okay. Do you guys want to do closing arguments, or because I have my decision, I think.
Yes, I would like to make my closing argument.
All right, go ahead.
Greg, look into my eyes right now.
We put a time limit to it, though, because you're going to make
30 seconds.
Greg, look into my eyes right now.
I'm trying not to, but yes.
Gaze upon
my
blue orbs.
Go ahead.
My hallway does not have the mouse traps. You need to believe me on this one.
Okay.
Trust me. My hallway, free and clear, my friend.
Okay.
You can trust me.
All right.
I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right. Thank you. Izzy?
Why'd you keep calling him my friend?
Shh. Just.
Yeah, why are you worried about it?
He's manipulating you. Let's get one thing straight.
Mm-hmm.
You and Sparks have had a tumultuous relationship with a lot of challenges in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sparks has a lot against you.
Yes.
I don't.
He's very jealous, yes.
I'm also a very nice person. I don't believe in hurting people or things.
It's true.
And I worry about your toes.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
What a deceitful, vindictive lady. Wow. Greg, you're gonna regret it, bro, if you don't pick me. You're gonna regret it. Oh, boy.
Well, here's the thing. Izzy generally is a nice person, you know? And I know that She doesn't like hurting things, and that's true. But I looked into Spark's eyes, and when he was talking to me and gazing at me, I could tell.
A lot of gaze.
He was a lying sack of crap. So.
Okay.
My All decision right. is.
Yeah. Which hallway is Greg Salerno going to walk down? Which hallway?
Oh, for God's sakes. Which hallway do you think Greg does not have the mousetrap?
Izzy!
Izzy hey! Hallway! Okay, so you think Izzy's hallway has no mousetraps in it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
We will find out. How
oh,
about
we will.
That? Coming up here, right about 7:30-ish, I would say. We're already setting up the mousetraps. Mateo's in the back. Greg Salerno will be blindfolded. He has chosen Izzy's hallway. With no mousetraps, we'll find out if Greg has chosen poorly or if he chose wisely. We'll find out coming up here around 7:30.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I'm not a lady.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
Greg is in the back getting all set up right now. He cannot hear us. He chose your hallway.
Yeah.
Thinking that you are less of an evil person than I am.
Which I am.
Okay, so what we're going to do is... We're going to let you, the fifth man, in on the secret. Izzy, do you want to tell him the secret?
Can I?
Yes, please.
There's traps in both hallways. No matter what, he's screwed.
I cannot wait. Greg is getting the blindfold on. He has not seen what has been set up. But yes, both hallways have traps. The only difference is now Izzy's hallway is set up a little bit different. There's like the first like 3 feet, four mm-hmm. feet. There is no traps for like, so he's going to think, oh yeah. God, there's no, I picked the right one. He's still going to be blindfolded. He still yes. has to walk the course, but then he's in for a hell of a surprise. So thanks. Shout out to Straw Hat Groupie for the idea.
Yeah,
who messaged
great.
It in. Awesome. So I'd say in about 6 minutes, we'll come back here and Greg will walk the hallway of mousetraps. And either way, he's getting it.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Now I can start by saying I have genital warts. It's not a bad thing.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. Greg.
Greg, it's now time for your punishment.
We are here. We are in the back hallway of Comp Studios. Izzy is here. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
What are we looking at?
We are looking at the two sets of hallways. Only one has mousetraps, and Greg chose my hallway, so now he gets to walk down it for his wheel of punishment.
Exactly. Look, we're taking video. We're going to put it up on Instagram at BS in the morning. I'm looking at Izzy's hallway here and my hallway here, and it should be good. All right. So, Greg is around the corner. He is blindfolded. Greg, you hear us? Yes.
Yell. I hear you.
Okay, Greg, whenever you're ready, Mateo, please usher him to the course since he is blindfolded. Greg is wearing nothing but socks. Mateo is acting like Greg should grab his boobs. Here comes Greg. He's strutting. He's 100% blindfolded.
Yeah, he looks ready.
Yeah, he's got goggles on that we've taped over the lens. You cannot see anything, right, Greg?
I don't see anything.
Yeah, okay. Greg is like, he's looking like he's about to go into a boxing ring. He's got white socks on, Pumas, with gray toes. Greg, are you ready?
You know what? Not only am I ready, I don't need these.
Oh my
what?
God.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Greg is taking off his socks. He's taking his socks off.
You really trust me?
Are you kidding me right
All right.
Now?
Okay.
He's put them in his pockets. He is now completely barefoot. He is completely barefoot.
Whoa.
All right. Here we go. Justice for Greg. The punishment. Watch the core there, Mateo. Don't step on the core. All right. Here we go. Mateo is going to usher Greg to Izzy's track. Here we go. Mateo, help him out. Here we go. He's got to get to the first cone.
Izzy, what's happening?
He is reaching the first cone and one more step. There you go. That's the cone.
What the hell is that?
That's the cone. What is that?
What is... Are you kidding me?
What?
What is going on?
What the hell?
Is that really the...
Yeah, that's the fire alarm.
Is that real?
That's real. Well, I'm getting out of here.
No! No!
Fire alarm!
No! Finish it!
Greg!
Greg!
He didn't pull it. Who pulled it?
That is really the fire alarm?
Oh my god.
What?
He's gone.
He left?
He's gone.
Are you serious?
Oh my god.
Wow.
Alright, we're gonna find out what the hell's going on.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the morning. Yay, yay.
It's BS in the morning. We're here, we're back in the studio. As you can tell, the fire alarm is still going off.
They are so loud.
It's so annoying. They are so loud.
It sucks when I have to keep my headphones on when we're off the air just to tone down the sound of that.
It is so awful. Greg is still not in the building. He is here. He is on the phone. Greg.
Hello.
What are you doing, Greg?
Proper protocol. I heard a fire alarm. I'm standing outside in the proper spot waiting to get instructions.
Come back in and do your damn punishment.
I already did the punishment. What are you talking about? I did the punishment.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Let's get this over with.
Every time.
Some fire started. What am I standing with a fire?
It's not a fire.
Can you come back in? We got to talk to you. Please?
After the fire department gets here, yes. I will come back in, and I'll make sure everything is close to square, and I'm going to be fine.
This guy is unbelievable.
Well, glad that's over. Boy.
Greg.
It's not over. It hasn't even begun.
You.
Oh, it's over.
Thank no, you. It's not.
But anyways, yeah, man, that was cool. I think it went pretty well, I mean, until the fire.
Okay. I hate you so much. Can you please come back inside, at least? There's no fire. It happened exactly.
No fire. The fire department hasn't told me anything.
We're in here. We're fine. Come inside.
There's no. Yes, I love it. By the way, you've ruined all the other. People are like walking the hallways. Salespeople are getting here, going, "What is the hell going on?" I like how the fire.
Yeah, no, I thought two national sports are out here too, man. I heard the alarm. They're not stupid, like you guys.
First of all, there's. The text line saying, why don't you shut the door? There's a fire alarm in each studio. We're not shutting the door. It doesn't matter. It's too loud. The whole thing is loud. Greg, come on back in. We got to talk to you. Text line is...
Yeah. As soon as the fire's over, I'll be back. And, man, weekend coming. This is awesome, dude.
Text line is saying, Greg set that off, says Kenny. Cheating ass Greg.
Yeah,
somebody...
I set it off. Yep. I'm on video walking. How
he says,
off,
he paid... This is coming from 576. Cheating ass Greg. He paid someone to pull the fire alarm.
He had to.
That's Greg cheating. Another one. We got another one.
Anyways,
sounds like Greg set you
cheated,
up.
I did your punishment. It's over, and I'm very happy, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah, of course. You're happy. Right as you hit the first cone, the fire alarm goes off.
Well, you know what? You said get to the first cone, man. It's not my fault a fire started.
Okay, there's no fire. We went through the building. There's no fire.
You know what? The alarm said otherwise. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
I'm not going to listen to you over the alarm.
You are such a bitch. Would you please come in here? Kenny says Greg is awesome.
As soon as they get here, man. I'm going to talk to them, make sure the fire's put out.
Greg is not awesome. Greg, there's no fire. You can come back inside, please.
All right. I'll be back in as soon as protocol says so. Yes, sir.
Wow. He had to have paid somebody.
Oh, another guy's out here now. Yeah, don't worry, bro. We're fine, I think, but we're just precaution.
You're the worst, dude.
Oh, man.
Do you pay someone to set off the fire alarm?
Text line 420 says,
"You know." Right next to me.
Text line says, "You know, Greg set that off with the quote, 'I don't need socks,' and you ripped them off. You son of a bitch! You knew what you were doing." Are you laughing? Oh, I almost just swore.
No, it's hard to breathe. It's a smoke, bro.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
You are such a liar.
All right, fine. Greg Salerno's outside. He's refusing to come in until the fire department comes here. There's no way he's done with his punishment. 876-3692. God, I might just go outside to get away from that sound.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, come in.
The good, the bad, the ugly. And that's just Greg. It's BS in the morning.
BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
Mark, stop falsely accusing me.
You're a snitch, Big John. You snitch yourself.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I said reevaluate the situation. I never said why.
No, you said, oh, no. Hey, is this the one wrote the grand you did wrong?
Yes, I said reevaluate the situation.
Yeah, and then you said, no, I don't want to hear it.
Of all people, I never thought you'd be the snitch.
Yeah, Big John.
That's really disappointing.
False accusations.
False accusations. You go, two wrongs don't make a right, Sparks.
Hey, Sparks, don't forget, I'm the one that voted for Greg to get this.
Yeah, but guess
what? I voted yes for you.
Yeah, and guess what? You just ruined it. You ruined it! Yeah, you did!
No, I didn't!
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did.
I said reevaluate the situation.
Yeah.
Wait a
minute. False accusation.
Thanks for ruining it. Appreciate it. Never calling again.
Wait. The alarm stopped. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I can breathe now.
My ears are burning.
Oh, God. Okay. The alarm stopped. Thank God. Okay, great.
Now make him walk through it.
Shut up, Big John. You ruined it. Now you gave him a reason to argue. You're the worst. Oh, look who it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the fire alarm stops and you come back in.
So glad that thing's over. What the hell was that?
You're awful.
Yeah.
Oh, you're awful.
So do you want to tell us who you...
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Hey, who picked the right hallway? I have a bone to pick, by the way. You guys have to do the wheel of punishment, by the way.
Oh, you have a bone to pick.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who should have to do the wheel of punishment? Well, one of my hallways is supposed to be empty, bro.
Jeez.
That was the rule. We even had a segment on it. I picked a hallway. One of them was supposed to be empty, and I had a bunch of traps in it after the alarm go off. I go, I look around. What the hell? So, okay. Thanks. You guys should have to do it now. By the way, whoever pulled that fire alarm is in big trouble. I'll tell you that right now.
I like how people are messaging
management,
us.
Not happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess the fire guy came or something.
What do you mean, fire guy?
Yeah, somebody. They have to come turn it off or something. I don't know what happened. Apparently, when you pull the fire alarm, you have to pay the fire department to come down here.
No way.
So I don't know who did it, but they're in big trouble.
Who did you pay?
Yeah, why? What do you mean?
Yeah, because I have money.
Yeah, exactly.
What? I don't have any money. The hell did I? Give me a break.
How'd you buy that Snapple?
Water, actually. You want to taste some?
Greg, the fire alarms went off right as you were about to start your punishment.
Actually, right, when right after I did it, you mean? After I got to the cone?
No.
Yeah, you reached the cone.
Punishment over.
As soon as we
one of the hallways supposed to be empty was not. Punishment over. I don't know what just happened.
You just broke the microphone.
I just literally dropped the mic.
Oh, my God. What does management say? What are they...
I'm like, you know how they get in their little groups or whatever, and it was just not good. I could just tell that somebody's in big trouble.
Are they going to run the tapes?
Who knows?
They do have tapes.
They do have tapes.
Yeah, whatever. I know I'm on tape walking through a hallway, so whatever.
Oh, my God. Greg is the Al Capone of this building, then. He's like, oh, no, it wasn't me. My hands are... Who's your fall guy?
It is Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
So next week, then, we're going to redo this.
Yeah, with you guys.
No, I am not doing the Wheel of Punishment.
You had someone pull the fire alarm so you didn't have to go do the little punishment.
First of all, why would I be doing
the
wheel of punishment?
And now the whole show is going to get yelled at. Now the whole show is going to get yelled at because you didn't want to do the wheel of punishment.
Well,
and you had whoever
it
was.
Not my fault.
There's no one. Oh, okay.
Don't care what your real name is. I'm going to call you Kevin.
Swinger Kevin. Okay. No one can hold on for 16 seconds. I'm so pissed.
I got things to do.
No, you don't. Yeah, the wheel of punishment is the thing you have to do.
No, done.
I hate you so much. I have such a headache from those stupid whistles from the fire alarm. Now we're going to get yelled at. And none of this would have happened if you just went and did the punishment.
I did.
You did not do the punishment.
Sure did.
That's the whole point.
In fact, hey, hold on a second. Who's is it? Mateo, you're in here. Mateo, was one of the hallways supposed to be empty?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You know how long it took to set up the mousetraps?
Which hallway was supposed to be empty? The one I picked? Oh, yeah, that one.
It took so long.
Thanks.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, I know one of them was. They both had traps. That doesn't really matter.
Brendan.
What's up?
What's up?
So, I wanted to bring up, last year at AVN, I don't know if you remember, but Greg was obviously cheating.
Greg has never not cheated. Yeah. This is what I keep telling you, the fifth man,
that was not
about everything.
Cheating. Again, hold on a second.
By the way, Greg, I, the fifth man, came in and defended you.
I know.
Because there was no evidence.
Right. That's what
there
I'm saying.
There was no hard evidence. So, it was all circumstantial.
Why is this all pointing at me right now, then? It's
because
ridiculous.
As soon as you touched the cone, the fire alarm went off. Like, that is just coincidence.
How would I do that, though?
Because
I don't know. Maybe you have somebody listening.
When that all went down and when Sparks was complaining that he didn't need the punishment and that you cheated and all of that, he went and he did his punishment.
Thank you.
And
that's
now
not true.
Everything is turning around and you're avoiding it. By
that's not true.
Possible. How does it feel?
That's not true.
I don't agree with
charlatan, Brendan.
That was not true.
How does it feel to commit to a fraud?
That was between me and Izzy, though. That had nothing to do with Sparks.
How many times did I have to tell you, you are being played, and now you're seeing the light. Finally,
wow.
Brendan.
Cheater sounds mad.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Mad cheater.
I am mad.
You're like the mad cheater instead of the mad hatter.
No, I'm mad because you didn't do your punishment.
Yeah.
I am mad.
You cheated for me to get the punishment in the first place.
Oh, God.
Two of you are ridiculous.
Don't care what your real name is. I'm going to call you Kevin.
Let's see if Swear Kevin can hang on for 5 seconds. Swear Kevin.
No, my kid was playing with my phone and hung up on you guys.
That's all right.
Sure, blame the kid.
Ground them.
First off, Big John, he's a little narc. Greg was going to find out
right?
the punishment was over. Like
Thank
he was going to find out that, you know what you guys did, but Big John, little narc.
Thank you. There. Big John, scumbag. Got it.
Second off, Greg should have to redo this punishment next week, but that has to do all the mousetraps. There's no options.
Hold on a second, dude.
Thank you.
How in the world is it okay for
the... have to spin
no,
the
dude, what,
and do your
what are you people talking
you
about?
Did.
Kevin.
Wait a minute.
Kevin.
I'm not spinning the wheel punishment.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Swinger Kevin? Get out of here.
Sparks should have to spin it because one of the hallways is supposed to be empty.
I am not.
No, you're right, Greg. You're right. And
okay.
Izzy and Sparks should both have to spin the
exactly.
wheel.
Exactly.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Your punishment.
No.
Yeah,
this works.
Baby.
No.
Man, next week's going to be fun.
No, he's also saying you have to do your punishment. Don't spin the wheel. He's also saying that you have to do your punishment.
I did mine, though. When the hallway was
See,
Swear
Kevin, he's already claiming he did his punishment.
Because he knows I did. It was supposed to be empty. I was walking in the hallway.
All
what are you talking about?
Weasel's way out of something again.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's saying, no, you didn't do it.
First of all, I did. Second of all, I didn't know where the traps even started. I could have been walking on them the whole time.
No, you didn't. You just touched the first cone. You didn't even start the
but
course.
But I walked for like 10 feet.
Yeah. To the cone. Yeah.
But it was supposed to be empty.
No, that was empty. To the cone.
Oh,
once
okay.
the track started.
So both hallways can have traps in it, even though the rule says they're not supposed to. I picked one for no reason.
Yeah, that was the whole fun of it.
Okay,
that was the whole
so point. If it's fun to just randomly change the punishments.
Oh, something that you do literally
never,
every time.
Yeah, never.
All the time.
Literally
never
every
once.
All the time.
Never once. Give me one example.
How did I get chili pepper vodka in my eyes,
Izzy
Greg?
Izzy wasn't here. How would she even know?
Doesn't matter if Izzy was in here. I got chili pepper vodka in my eyes
sure
when I
happened.
Deep myself. Ghost
you don't even have a second.
Number two, how about I put my D in a box with a scorpion and you started smacking the sides of the box?
Izzy, were you here for that?
Doesn't matter.
Shut
he
up,
has no witness. He has no witness for that. And Mateo, did you see that? He has no witness.
Oh, yeah, nobody. The fifth man's a witness. The fifth man is a witness. Lapjack, hello.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, another situation. Lapjack.
What about that? What are you talking about? I did it.
You threw Lapjack's B-hole shirt in my face.
And that was a rule?
All right. I don't know exactly what happened, but I do know one thing. Once it's all figured out, whoever's responsible has to spin the wheel of punishment. Okay?
Oh! Yeah,
secondly, Greg, you better have covered your butt really well with this, because if you did do this, my suggestion is we up the ante and you have to do it all over again, double the traps, and roll down the hallway naked.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think it should. Okay. I mean, you got to remember, the fifth man is the one that's in charge.
Wow. Yeah. we're going to need more rat traps then.
Oh, God.
You do man up and handle your punishments, but this is definitely top of the line there with that.
Yeah, first of all, I've always done my punishments. That's ridiculous to say I have it. Second, this whole thing, where one of the hallways is supposed to be empty. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Randy.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Well, I got to say, man, I tell you what, if there was some foul play involved with pulling a fire alarm and you guys just set up a whole bunch of mouse traps in the hallway, I don't even think you need to worry about management.
What are you talking about? The mafia's going to come after us or something? What are you saying?
I'm pretty sure the fire department's going to be pretty pissed that you guys put a bunch of mouse traps and a fire alarm got pulled.
Well, I didn't know a fire alarm was going to get pulled.
Those two things were separate.
Randy?
Yeah, you know what? The hallway that was supposed to be empty said exit on it. You guys...
There was a path.
You committed a crime.
No.
You
gotta put the video up.
No,
stop. We'll put the video up on BS in the Morning. It was a clear marked path with orange cones.
It said exit. Fire exit.
Yeah, we left the fire lane.
Wow, they put mouse traps in the fire exit. You guys are just... Oh, my God.
You guys better watch yourself on that one.
I know. Thanks, man. Okay. Thanks for the call. Thanks for pointing out their illegal activity. I appreciate it.
Why so serious?
Joker.
Hello.
Yeah.
So Sparksy cheated to get this whole thing started.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, hang up on all the evidence.
Trevor. Trevor. Hello.
I just want to say this entire thing has been a big bait and switch on Greg's part.
Usually
I'm always on your side, Greg, but you definitely need to do a full punishment.
Thank
you, Trevor! Except for it's not going to happen.
This has been a waste of an hour.
Thank you!
Right? Okay, Trevor.
Thank you!
Trevor,
and even longer for how long it took to set those things up.
Trevor, what if the punishment was
forever.
Like I had to have mouse traps, and then I walked in the hallway and they just throw a bowling ball at me. Is that okay?
Well, if that's not a rule, then that's okay.
Okay, so the rule was that one of the hallways is supposed to be empty. And they filled it with mouse traps. How is that? And I didn't do my... That's ridiculous.
You didn't even go
down.
I can
see that, but you've always bent the rules on your
button. Yeah,
not true.
Boom, boom,
not
boom,
true.
Boom. Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Trevor. Exactly. They cheated.
We got to put the video up. We got to put it up there on Instagram, at BS in the Morning.
Can't wait for this weekend, man. Almost there.
Greg sucks.
BS in the Morning.
BS in the Morning.
Get it out of here. All right.
Eat it. Yeah, no, you want to.
Yeah, all right.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. No BS.
876-3692. We're going to go with caller number 15 right now. You're in for a four-pack of tickets for Boyd Gaming 300 NASCAR and Xfinity Series. That's happening on Saturday at Saturday's race. Next week, we will be out there, a week from today, actually, broadcasting from Pit Road, Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Got to qualify some people next week.
Yeah, next week, we will start qualifying you. Hopefully, you can come down, hang out with us on Pit Road. If you've never been to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's awesome.
Yeah,
and if you've never been down there on the track with us, it's an awesome experience, especially if you're a NASCAR fan. So it's cool.
Oh, yeah, you get to see me.
You'll be competing to win not only Sunday race tickets, but also Neon Garage passes as well. So that's next week. Monday, we'll start getting people qualified for either Greg's team, my team, or Izzy's team. Izzy, you're taking off Monday?
Yeah.
Cool.
President's Day.
Enjoy your President's Day.
Thanks.
Tell your family we said hello.
I will.
Have a fun time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Your family.
Yeah.
Don't miss it, huh?
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Happy Valentine's Day. You're getting anything for your parents? That's not a parent's
I bought
holiday.
Them a card.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was in Walmart yesterday buying a bunch of stuff, and then I passed the Valentine's cards, and I was like, that would be nice. And they actually have cards to your parents from the kid.
Valentine's?
Yeah, like for dad from daughter, for mom, but they had a collective one for mom and dad, so I wrote them a sweet little note and left it by the coffee maker this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
I love surprising little notes.
We know who's getting the inheritance. Let's go to Martin. Hello.
Hey, how's Sparks?
Hey, man, here's your no BS question. Good luck.
Hey, Martin, this PS show member was the only one who was great and followed protocol today, was it? Myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
It was you. You followed the rules.
Yeah!
Thanks, buddy. All right. Good job, Martin. Put you on hold. Get you hooked up with Saturday race tickets.
Martin's a good man. All right, that's it for the show. Carlota, she is up next. How are you? Everything good? Yeah.
All is good and dandy.
All right, good.
Sorry, I put you on the spot there.
Like spitting hot sauce in my face.
No, you know I got hot sauce just to create a different smell in this studio.
To get rid of the stank balls in this room?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Yeah, man. That's exactly what that is, isn't it? That's exactly what that is.
It is. It's from under.
Yeah, from under. Fumunda from under.
Disgusting. That's it for us. We'll see you. Carlota's up next. Bye-bye.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
No! No!